Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. Sean Ross Sapp. It is July 17th, 2024. We are here for your AEW Dynamite 250 post-show review. We had an hour-long classic. We had a main event that devolved. We got the Blood and Guts team settled. Sting made his... No, he didn't.
No, he very much did not. Yeah,
he very much did not. Tony Schiavone called Mariah May a bitch. A lot of things happened on this show. We'll encourage you guys to leave a thumbs up, leave a comment, also in the live chat, you know, drop us some fruit emojis. That's very helpful. But a few quick plugs to get out of the way. Today on Fightful Select, we had news on a talent returning to TV soon. We had early notes from our MXM interview. Tomorrow we're going to have another AEW injury update. We had news on a possible gigantic show headed to AEW next year. Tony's playing coy about it. I ain't buying it, but we are headed down the road to All In. July, a big month for AEW with the Owen tournament and 250 and Blood and Guts. So virtually all their shows are sort of like their stopgap before All In. We've got Alex Pawlowski. He does our post NXT show, but he also hosts Sour Graps multiple times a week on FightfulSelect.com. Alex, how are you?
I don't mind a Broadway to start the night. You know what I mean? It's the stuff. And then, you know, having a champ versus champ, it's the stuff in the middle. I mean, it's stuff in the middle that, you know, but you know, you get over that hump and you finish strong and it's all right.
Well, if you guys are over the hump, well, good news. I did a show today called What's Up, You Guys. We switched the name of the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About show because, let's be real, it's Cody's. He's got a show now and it's his. He can have it. So we switched that up, did a Q&A there this week where I answered your super chats and humper chats. So over on FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business, Joel and Jeremy did a Q&A today because I doubt that I will be physically or mentally in the mood to on Friday.
Yeah.
I'm wrestling. Yeah. As C. Delgado says, less than 24 hours and it's Effie time. Not excited, friends. The amount of which I have talked to Alex on this show is more than I have communicated regarding this match. So I'm sure that everything will be just fine.
And the reason that you won't be able to do a Q&A on Thursdays, because you'll be still drunk from celebrating your victory the night before.
That's what
you've
it is.
You decided to start drinking only champagne, the finest champagne, to celebrate your victory over Effie.
That's yeah, why. That would be the first time I've ever drank. So yeah, exactly. that's why. It wouldn't take a lot. It wouldn't take a lot of champagne. No,
just
probably a couple sips and I'm toasted. But
a single flute.
I'm doing this match to benefit the Dementia Society of America. Please donate. It would mean an awful lot. An awful lot. Van Twin Blade says, Sean, two words. Chapstick. I get it. Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. But we had quite the match to talk about. Now, over on Fightful Select Discord, just before the show, I dropped a bunch of news and spoilers that Okada versus Swerve was going to be the main event. Yeah. That I thought that they were going to bring back Darby tonight, that the Blood and Guts teams were going to get solidified. A couple other segments we had some insight on. But we kicked off with MJF defeating Will Ospreay. And about 27 minutes into this, I was like, how long was that time limit? Mm-hmm. Well, it was an hour. Yeah. And they went about 59 minutes, 58 seconds. Which begs the question, Alex. Uh-huh. They didn't go an hour.
Yeah.
Is Will Ospreay running from the grind?
You know what? I feel like he is. You know what I mean? Because here's the deal. They mentioned that he had 58 matches in the last 12 months. And honestly, if you're not in the triple figures, like, what are you even doing, bro? Like, come on. What, more than one match a week? That's honestly, that's very, very light work, the lightest of work. I know there are people who do considerably more than that, but if it's not like, I don't know, gosh, there's a guy who he's not on TV now, but he was the champ for a while. And I don't feel like he didn't do the 58. But anyway, it doesn't really matter. It's just funny to me that like we're doing run from the grind stuff. Still, I see it, not in jest, not ironic. About this guy, and I can't even buy it. This guy would have gone 2 hours tonight if they let him. He would have done the full double Broadway, but they didn't let him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not giving bad faith grifters the breath on social media now because that's what they want.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of bad faith grifting about this match, especially now.
Oh, yeah.
I had my complaints, specifically the finish. Now, I'm glad there was a finish because I don't think you can do
right
time limit draw and a no contest with the marquee value of these two matches.
Yeah.
I was shocked by that. And I wasn't even bothered by MJF's element of the finish. I'm just like the tiger driver.
Yeah.
Type of thing. I'm like,
yeah,
you know, even if there was a slight hesitation, then a pivot, I would have liked that. Yeah. I didn't the melodramatic, oh my God, what am I going to do type of thing about it?
This is going to be me doing what I do, but I don't want to take away from literally the 57 minutes before that happened, because it was all amazing. I personally don't buy the, I'm not going to do a tiger driver because I swore off doing it because I nearly ended Bryan Danielson's career. Bryan Danielson's fine, by the way. He just won the Owen tournament and he's going to main event Wembley.
So I will say fine is relative, not related to that move specifically.
No, I know, but like he didn't end his career. And he not only did not end his career, but he's also actively wrestling and just won a tournament.
And, and was wrestling 3 weeks later.
Exactly. Also, yes. Bryan Danielson is a guy you feel like, oh my God, I would feel terrible if I ended his career.
Yes.
But like it's MJF. What a, like honestly, like the oh, I couldn't do possibly do anything to hurt poor, sweet MJF, you know?
Who just bragged about possibly ending Daniel Garcia's career and all that. Like, maybe Will's just a better person from a moral standpoint within the context of this show. And that's, you know, why he had to separate himself from Don Callis and the like. But, you know, that was the complaint of the 59 minutes, 58 seconds for me.
Yeah,
I didn't,
that's it.
I liked everything else.
If he started to do it, realized he was going to do the tiger driver and then went from that to the Stormbreaker immediately.
Yes.
I'm fine. But the fact that he's like, oh, he's like wrestling with himself in his own mind.
Yes.
Should I do this move?
And then gets him all the way up.
Pros and cons. Which should I choose? And it just felt like a melodrama. I didn't need it.
It'd be kind of funny if he just sat him back down and did a pedigree right there. That would, that would have been nice. That would have been fun. Yeah. And then MJF kicked out at one. But there were a couple spots really worth pointing out. There was the double bridge spot that was just phenomenal. I mean, I know MJF well enough to know that this was him proving a point from a personal standpoint, because it's kind of wild how people forget how good of a wrestler that he is.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, and every year people do it. They're like, oh wait. Yeah. He's incredible. And he is, he's just unbelievable. Now it's very weird that we have people in the chat implying that like one complaint out of an hour.
Listen, like it's
an hour.
That's it. That's the only complaint I have. Literally, the only complaint I have is that they spent. I thought they spent maybe 20% too long doing the Ospreay wrestles with his own demons, re the Tiger Driver. And if they had not done that, I would have thought it was almost a perfect match for an hour. There were so many amazing things on this. That's why I had the caveat leading up to what I said of I don't want to take anything away from the 57 minutes preceding this, because those 57 minutes were perfect. I just did not. I do not appreciate that particular thing. I don't think it doesn't work for me. It may work for you if it does, Mazel Tov. But to me, it doesn't. So I want to see them. Man, if in 6 months from now he's still wrestling with whether or not to do the Tiger Driver to somebody, I'm going to be a little less lenient than I am even now.
And it's very clearly setting up for All In when he does that move.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm very excited for that. Very excited for that. So some more great spots in this match. They go into the crowd, and a little girl chops MJF, attacks. Mm-hmm. That was good shit, pal, is what that was.
And then MJF flipped her the bird.
And I think that the girl's father tweeted out the video, which did over like 1,000 retweets already. Mm-hmm. Great spot there.
Great stuff.
Van Twinblade says, big ups to Max for letting that kid hit them. And they're, listen, the moves themselves. So the Styles Clash on the apron, the aerial Styles Clash, the elbow drop that MJF did almost 50 minutes in. This man has a feud with his own hips at this point. MJF hates his own hips.
Yeah.
Hates 50, his own hips.
50 minutes into the match, and I think about 47 minutes or like 43 minutes since the table was set up. They kept going back to that table. Are we going to do it now? Are we going to do it now? And eventually, you know, when they set up the table, they're going to eventually do it. But the question is when. And at that point, I had forgotten the table was even there. That's how long ago the table had been set up. I love that they took so long to pay that off.
That was very good. And then there was also a really great spot. And I had to tweet about it almost immediately before people got weird, where Will Ospreay reverses MJF doing the crossroads, because Cody Rhodes was his mentor.
Yeah.
And one of the stories of this match was MJF had to pull out everything he could.
Yep.
He had to go back to the kangaroo kick that 1 month ago he said, I ain't doing that shit anymore.
Right.
He had to pull out the crossroads, and then Ospreay winks and then does it. And before people got weird, I have a video on this channel that's got over 1 million views where I said, Cody, you steal a lot of people's moves. You've got Dustin's uppercut. You've got Bob Holly's Alabama slam. And he goes, oh, that's not it. He's like, I've got Booker T's pin in the corner. Mm-hmm. He's like, I took the Os cutter from Will Ospreay. And he said that his rule was, if he wrestles you five times, he gets your move. Mm-hmm. Like, he gets to keep your move. And I love that it was Will Ospreay taking his move.
I do. I like that
as
a lot.
A little wink and a nod there. Maddie Nice says, great show tonight. Actually, I'm going to ask our moderator to put that in the appropriate section, different one, different place. Tim says, is Ospreay capable of having a bad match?
No.
I've never seen him have one.
No.
I have seen one, but I don't want to speak ill of the departed in what match that was, but I have seen that. Corey David says, MJF and Will should have been counted out. One of the stupid things happens. It ruins the whole thing, right, Alex?
I appreciated on commentary them saying the referee, it's a title match. The referee is using their discretion to ensure that there is a winner. And we don't, after them having wrestled for almost a half hour, just double count them out. What a terrible way that would have been to end the match.
Yeah.
I appreciate them on commentary saying, because it's a title match and they want to have a winner, the referee is using his discretion. If it was just a regular match, maybe he would have counted them out. Now, like, did it bother me at the time? Yes. Am I glad they wrestled the rest of the match? Yes. You know what I mean? So,
sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Van Twinblade says, does anybody else need to smoke after that match? Because F word.
Yeah.
Tom LaValle says, don't do moves 1 minute in. You can't do a minute 50. So therefore, Ospreay's whole moveset is appropriate. Yes. He's flipping and doing anything after nine. Yeah. I'll tell you what I'm going to be like. I'm going to be like MJF drinking that water about 30 and I'd say 30 seconds in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I'm feeling. I really, really love this match. Listen, I know that I watched NXT a couple weeks ago, and my complaint when I joined you guys on the show was I felt like the show was designed for a generation that was not me.
Yeah.
A shorter attention span generation.
Yeah.
This is more my speed. I grew up watching, not as it happened, but Sting and Flair going 60 minutes. Mm-hmm. I remember when Brett and Shawn went 60 minutes, and listen, I didn't even like that match that much. Like, it was okay. These two kept up a psychotic pace. It is unbelievable that they were able to go that hard that long.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing, is that a lot of people, you know, are MJF detractors in a lot of different ways. But the people who say he's not on the level of the top guys are just wrong. They're just wrong. As a wrestler in ring, he can do everything you need to do, and he tells a really, really fun story within all of it. And like, they were the land on your feet out of a poison rana off the top rope, land on your feet after off of a regular rana, like all that stuff.
Yeah,
like immediately, like there, but that kind of stuff. And then there was a really crazy fast paced sequence at about like minute 53, where they were sprinting for like 20 seconds doing stuff. Like, these guys are insane with their cardio. And this is one of those things where, to talk about how, like, I believe I said this last week, I would not be at all surprised if they made the decision to put the title on MJF and do a rematch with Will winning it back in Wembley
rather than
defending it at Wembley. So if they're going that route, the other thing they could easily do is have Will do something else and have MJF face Garcia at Wembley. Or they could have Garcia versus MJF be like one of the top things at All Out 2 weeks later. There's a lot of things they could do.
And look at the people who have held the international title now. You have Pac, who, as I brought up numerous times on this show, the first guy, along with Hangman, to say, I want to be world champion. Orange Cassidy, who had such a good run that they changed it from the All Atlantic title to the international title. John Moxley, who is AEW Hogan. That's who he is. He's always the guy they rely on. Rey Fénix, which was an accident, mind you, but one of the best performers in the world. They went back to Orange Cassidy. Roderick Strong's run was, I would say, a transition to Will Ospreay, but Will Ospreay, a guy that people view as a top guy, and MJF, who has a record-setting world title run. Like, this has been a title that has been like right a notch below, and they have done that with Orange Cassidy defending it as much as he has, putting the title on Jon Moxley, putting it on Will Ospreay, putting it on MJF. It was so good. It was really great. Lord Peter says, since Ospreay already has at least 5 match of the year on entrees, and it's only July, Fightful will have to come up with a separate category, Best Will Ospreay Match of the Year Award. So what happened, I want to say last year, it happened a couple times. There were, I think, a couple Will Ospreay matches that were so close in the running that he almost didn't win it at all, because like the third or fourth place almost slid in and beat all of them because Will Ospreay's own matches split the vote. I think FTR did that too once.
Yeah. I wouldn't be opposed, and I don't know what you think of this, of doing like a preliminary vote. Best Will Ospreay match. And then that one is entered into the best match of the year. Because
I like that.
I don't think it's fair for them to split votes. You know what I mean? So like if people say it's this one or it's this one, if it's a Danielson, is it MJF? Putting both of them in the running kind of splits the votes. But if you have them up against each other in a preliminary and the winner of that goes on to the finals, maybe we do that.
I like that idea. I think that's a really good idea. We'll have a little bit more time to discuss things regarding things like that on this show. Cause I mean, listen, we're halfway through AEW Dynamite right now.
Yeah. Yes.
But we, in addition, next year, Alex, we have officially added the Hater of the Year Award, which I am considering naming it the Big Boss Man Hater of the Year Award.
He was quite a hater.
In one year, Alex.
Yes.
This man was hardcore champion, tag team champion, got hung by The Undertaker at WrestleMania, cooked a dog, interrupted a funeral procession, did a Kennel from Hell match, and wrestled for the WWF World Championship on pay-per-view. So, here's the thing. If we would have had a Hater Segment of the Year Award in 1999, it would have been like him splitting his own vote. He did what? Yes! He did all that. Our younger fans are like, surely not.
He did cook a dog, and what did he do with the dog once it was cooked?
Fed it to Al Snow.
Fed it to the owner of said dog.
Yeah.
That's some Shakespearean stuff. That's in Titus Andronicus where he kills the guys and then feeds them to their mother.
I feel like the poem he wrote about Big Show was probably more Shakespearean.
Yes, true.
That was more art. Is Kendrick Lamar worthy of a nomination of Hater of the Year?
Could be.
Listen, I think right now Drew McIntyre's running away with it, but that's an award I think people are going to be very proud to win. Like, I think they're going to be very proud.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, man. Meet Norma says, I also needed oxygen after the opening match. Woo boy, that was a hoot. MJF after this match was hilarious. He's getting oxygen the right way this time.
Yes.
And he's like, you suck. Easy dub. That was so good.
I mean, okay. I guess we didn't mention this. He obviously used the ring to knock out Ospreay to win.
Yeah, the finish was kind of important.
The finish was kind of important. Remsburg gets knocked out with about 40 seconds left. I was like, surely this doesn't actually go to a full finish. And MJF reaches into his trunks, pulls out the ring, clocks Ospreay, falls on him. Remsburg is able to make the count with 2 seconds left in the 60 minutes. What a impeccable timing. By all three gentlemen.
Well, my friends, if you're reaching into your trunks and you don't like what's down there, our friends at Manscaped are here to help. The Platinum Package, the Performance Package, the Perfect Package, the Ultra Smooth Package, all to help out your package. But it's not just your balls, your butt. It's also your body. It's your hair. It's your beard. So whether it's your balls, butt, body, or beard, we got all the packages that are going to help your package at manscaped.com. And the code Fightful. Their beard trimming kit is phenomenal. It's got a beard comb, beard scissors, brush, balm, oil, conditioner, and the best trimmers you'll get. They have incredible body kit body kits that will take care of everything you got down there. I keep urging them. I'm like, Manscaped, start selling wipes. You might be fielding some lawsuits for running a monopoly after that, because ain't nobody going to buy anything else in the bathroom because they got you covered. They got body wash. They got a go bag for everything. They got a full body shower kit. They've got the 2-in-1 hair or the conditioner shampoo as well. All you need to do is go there and get all that stuff. And if you want to consolidate it, they got that option too. Manscaped.com and the code FIFO. They're wonderful. They're wonderful. DNC Digital says if you want to go hard for that long, you know, not this show. Not this show. We'll save that. But you know, Blue Chew's always there for you. Mark Briscoe is backstage with the Acclaimed and Swerve. They're set for Blood and Guts. Your thoughts?
The Acclaimed making their case to Mark Briscoe that nobody is a better choice for this match than them because everyone loves the Acclaimed. And Mark Briscoe says, yes, I agree, but I'm not the only guy you have to convince. And for a second there,
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
I was just hoping Swerve would come in and go, no. Because he's never forgiven them for the battles he had with them when he was with Keith Lee and they lost the titles to them. But alas, Swerve is like, yeah, I win some battles with you guys, so yeah, let's do it. I don't get it, man. I don't get with the roster you have of all these people that the plan that you have, like if there were, I don't know, half a dozen injuries, maybe then I could see using the Acclaimed, but like I just don't get them for this. Like they're not my cup of tea at all, but I absolutely believe they have a place on the roster and on the card. They're hugely over. To me, they are a comedy gimmick team. They've always been such, regardless of how amazing Anthony Bowens is as an in-ring wrestler, and I do think he is. The comedy gimmick is bad rapper, his rather exuberant friend, and for some reason, a geriatric man made entirely out of steroids. Like, I don't even know, like, how that fits into, we have to save the honor of AEW. Let's get these guys? That just doesn't make any sense to me when there are so many other options I feel like available. Did I say nothing of the guys Mark Briscoe has been palling around with feel like to me they would be better options, but it is what it is. And we found out by the end of the night who the fifth member was. So like it is, it's blood and guts to me. Like it doesn't feel blood and gutsy for lack of a better term. Because it used to be every year before they would have real feuds between warring factions. And it's not like the Elite are a faction and then Team AEW was a bunch of like parts thrown together. It doesn't feel like they were a unit going against the Elite to me.
I agree. Man. TV time with Chris Jericho. Suzuki interferes. Are you excited about Suzuki versus Jericho next week, Alex?
If Suzuki wins, but he probably won't. I liked him coming out and just bringing out, like, next week, and bringing out a piece of paper and having Brian Keith read it. So, like, the way that they've done this is they've ensured that there won't be a comeuppance for Jericho for a while, because they beat the hell out of Hook, burned his face, I guess. And then they, you know, put Samoa Joe through a paper wall and sent him off to film season two of Twisted Metal. And I guess Shibata, they say, is also injured. So those are the only guys that can give Jericho his comeuppance, according to the story they're telling. One of those guys has to do it, almost assuredly Hook. So Suzuki's not going to do it, but I appreciate that they're doing something while they're waiting to wrap up this thing. But I just hope it's not going to be like, you know, November by the time, like, at Full Gear, it's Hook versus Jericho for the last time. Like, we've been doing this thing since February, man. Isn't it time to be done with this by now? But yeah.
Yes. And I know they're going to extend it and they're going to do Jericho versus Hook at All In, I'm sure. They did ban Brian Keith and yes. Big Bill from ringside next week. Fightful Select posted a report today. Chi-Town's first says Big Bill, Brian Keith brand from ringside and a certain person set to return. Oh no. I'd reported on Fightful Select that Sammy Guevara is being discussed for a return.
Yep.
Last I heard, he wanted to move on from that.
I don't feel like they're going to let him. I don't feel like they're going to let him.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sammy. This is your lot in life.
I had heard some, I'll say this. One of the things I heard that Sammy was like slated to do was so out of left field. I don't know how it could happen. And hold on, I'm going to post it in the private chat and watch you react.
Please. Oh, great. I can't wait for one of these. Okay. All right.
And this is going to be like, it's not, I can't run a story on it.
No, you can't run
a story. Here you go. Here you go, Alex.
That's a Mad Lib. That's a Mad Lib. There's like, no way. No.
I'm interested in it.
I mean, I guess. Like as a thing that you would like do randomize and see what happens, but what?
Listen, if it happens, I will outright say this is the thing. This is the thing we were talking about,
and I will back you up on that. If this happens, I will be like I was told in confidence ahead of time, so I know. There you go.
I just want to say the last time this happened was the Monday Night Raw before Survivor Series. And I told Denise, Triple H had a phone call with CM Punk this weekend. And she was like, shit, what?
Oh, God.
So you never know. Jordan Scott says, AEW is all about balance, I see. Follow up a fantastic Ospreay versus MJF match and follow it up with Trash Jericho. Hope Murder Grandpa lives up to his name next week. Now, hold on. I'm not trying to see somebody get murdered. I don't need to see that. Backstage, Mercedes Moné is with the Young Bucks, and they're chatting with each other, and she notes that they had Britt banned from backstage tonight.
Yes.
And then Okada shows up and whispers in the Bucks' ear, and he has a request. He wants her to do the money dance. And then afterwards, he is all hot and bothered. He very clearly has a crush on Mercedes Moné.
How could you not? She's the CEO, man.
And he's been a home run as a heel.
Oh, my God. He's sure. He so is.
And we've not really seen that out of him in New Japan.
No,
like some glimpses of it, but he is also just perfect.
Wasn't it more like I don't know, the too cool for school heel? Like this guy is like making all these jokes and stuff, and he's being very. He's really fun. He's got some really good comedic timing for doing everything in his second language.
People are pointing out, like, oh, they've got significant others. It's not real.
No, it's not. Not.
It's a scripted show.
It is that. It is definitely that.
I love this. Mercedes Moné then defeated Nyla Rose. They had a really good one. It could have stood to been a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But man, like, I loved the fact that they gave Nyla a lot of shine here, because Nyla has not been featured in that prominent role, as she once was, and that's understandable. She had her run, and the division has grown, but you can bring her back into this role, and man, she works as such a good base for Mercedes, especially the spot where she caught Mercedes and was like, are you out of your damn mind?
You think you're going to suplex me?
And this is one of those things we had talked about in the past, Alex. Like, Nyla is hilarious.
She is. She is.
And listen, I want to see more of this out of her.
The greatest argument that I could make for women's tag titles in AEW is to put Nyla with literally almost anyone, and she would make it work. And she, all of the tag championship promo time, she would be hilarious. It would be appointment viewing. She'd be so great. I mean, I'm not saying she could never be a singles champ again, but like, she would make a tag division really fun. The power woman in a tag team who comes in and just wreck shop. She'd be great at it. Like, I think it'd be really fun.
I mean, my ultimate like idea for that is you have a person run the TBS title division, and then one that runs the women's title division, and they have Camille and Megan Bain as like their enforcers. Eventually Megan Bain and Camille face to face, you get that face off. Then they have like this insane sirloin beef sons of bitches match.
Yeah.
And then they are like team.
Yeah.
And then we get that, and they're like the road warriors of that division. Yeah. I think that would be really good.
Yeah.
But Mercedes ends up winning this with the lockjaw, which I think is really good. Or she applied the lockjaw.
She attempted the lockjaw, but
Yes.
She doesn't know all the nerves to stimulate to stop you from biting down. She was just trying to like get one over on DMD, and I love that the commentary was, because Nyla immediately bites. And she's like, "Ow, that hurts!" And then she tapped her out immediately with her
own move. Yes,
but I love that the commentary said she's untrained as a dentist. She doesn't know what nerve endings to stimulate to cause the pain and to stop somebody from biting down. I thought that was really great. I don't even know if any of that is at all sound biologically, but I fully believe it. And that's why nobody bites Britt's hand, because she knows exactly where to put those three fingers.
Afterwards, Mercedes goes to ringside, and there's a fan in a Sting mask with a DMD sign. She tears it up. Then the fan pushes her down, takes off the mask. First off, security. Horrible if they allow that to happen.
Terrible. Can't have it.
Britt chases. It's Britt Baker, by the way. It's not Sting. I do like that Tony was like, it's DMD!
Yeah.
But yeah, they end up splitting that up. A nice little approach there.
Yeah.
Bad Apple Jam Treebeard says, in the first match, AEW had 10 more minutes of wrestling in the entire Raw show and triple the WCW 250 show. It wasn't triple, but they did more than double it. Yeah. They more than doubled the WCW 250 show. Corey says, Oba Femi hijack. He is special future world champ. He's great. He's really good. He gets it.
He gets better every time I watch him wrestle, man. He's really special. I have no idea what he's going to be like when he's 30. Yeah. Like
Like, it's so funny because there were a lot of people that are like, oh, a dream match, Ricochet versus Ospreay again. I'm like, I want to see like Ospreay against guys like Oba Femi and Braun Breaker is what I want to see. Like, that's my dream match.
Somebody mentioned the eventual Oba Femi versus Jacob Fatu match is going to like,
oh my God. Jacob Fatu is in such unbelievable shape compared to MLW.
Yeah, that's good.
And he was working 48 minute world title matches then.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Mariah May comes out dressed as Timeless Toni Storm, and man, she looked exactly like Timeless Toni Storm.
He was, because of what they were doing with it, I knew immediately when the music hits, this is going to be Mariah dressed up as Toni. But when she turned around, I was like, is that Toni? That's how much she moved like her and looked like her. That was uncanny. Fantastic job by the people backstage and Mariah May.
Reese Power says, Toni, tell us how you really feel, Shivani. He said something like, on with it, bitch.
He says, speak, bitch. and Taz was like, hold on now, hold on. It's like, I know, but I'm just so mad at what she did to Toni Storm. I'm just like, okay, Toni, but geez.
It's like when Cartman's own conscience starts to correct his own conscience. He's like, whoa, hold on. Oh, let's chill out a little bit, man.
Oh my God.
This crowd were, I don't know how else to put it, morons. Jeez. Like, listen, if you don't like the promo, that's one thing. Sure. If you are still what chanting in 2024, first off, Lord help you if you brought a significant other or a date or anybody to that show, because they're probably looking at you like geek, because people who actually watch wrestling are probably looking at you like geek.
Yeah.
But Mariah May cuts a promo and says, you know, I just started to have so much fun with it that it lasted a lot longer than I needed it to.
When she says, when I saw Wembley on the horizon, why would I take this old bitch out back and shoot her when I could do it in front of the biggest audience possible? That's a really great reason for why it's taken so long. I love it. So good. Such good stuff.
Thought this was pretty good. It didn't hit with the crowd, but I enjoyed it from home. I'll tell you what I did not enjoy from home, Alex. They showed a thing on from Collision that is just asinine, just goofy. And it puts the heat on Christopher Daniels, even though he says, you know, I'm not happy about this decision either. But, you know, the guns walk through there, the gun club with like, or Bullet Club Gold with like their 9 championship belts.
Yeah.
And they are stripping them of the titles because Jay White is legitimately injured. Fightful Select did confirm that this week. And I'm like, there's 4 of them. Yeah. Like, is it a bummer? Sure. Yeah. But like, listen, I'm not going to be upset if you don't vacate the titles and then just Juice and the Guns drop the title to the patriarchy. Yeah. To me, actually, I'll go ahead and I want to hear what you think, because I've got a rant to go on here.
Now, and by all means, rant away after I'm done, because I don't like it, but I see what you can get out of this. They are obviously turning the Bang Bang Gang face. Like they're just the way that they're presenting them, talking about them, like Shivani is like on their side and he's never on the heel side. Like, so like the way that they're presenting them is the Christian, remember, he was the hand-picked opponent for Swerve by the Elite. If they come out and say the Bucks are making Christopher Daniels do this so that the patriarchy and Christian can become the trio's champions. Like, that makes story sense overall, because Christian has a relationship established with the EVPs who are in charge of stuff around here. So you, in order to make their babyface turn stick, you have an injustice done to them that we at home go, well, that's not fair. Why? They shouldn't do that. Just let Juice be a thing. So instinctively, we start to root for them more psychologically. Plus, whatever happens out of this, gone are the 3 titles. There'll be just 1 set of belts that is up for grabs on Saturday. So those pink ones go back into storage. The other ones are gone. And now it's a real reason to get rid of those things. I think there's a lot of different ways you could have accomplished both of those things without doing this, but I see the reasons for it. I just don't like it.
I don't like it either. And if you're turning them babyface, a very easy way to do it is, you know, we believe that they already took out Jay White. Have them take out another one of the three.
Right, sure.
And then they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Where does it say that we can't defend these with just two of us? And Ju sells his ass off for a whole match. Yeah. But instead, now what? We're getting them doing this match just as a vacant title thing? Come on. And the patriarchy are going to win anyway.
You're stripped of the titles, but you have the chance to win them legitimately as this trio of the Guns and Juice this Saturday versus the patriarchy. The patriarchy will win, and then I don't know what you do with the Guns and Juice while Jay White is out. If you could easily have they never do anything with the trios belts anyway. So like you could easily just have them come be around whenever they are, and Juice can carry a segment all by himself with his nuttiness. Just allow him to do it. Allow him to
AEW had an embarrassment of riches at the tag team ranks where it's like, man, we really need trios. And then they did this and the titles were snake bitten. The Elite got suspended immediately and now they're vacated again. There were a couple reigns that nobody cared about. But like, listen, there are too many people not doing anything in AEW or not on the show at all to not have these titles featured more in an undercard sense and anything. There ain't no reason why we shouldn't be having like top contender trios matches on like Collision or Rampage or something like that. Right. It is just, I just don't get it. And Luis points out Yuta was out for 3 months and kept the ROH Pure title. They even ran the angle of Athena being injured and not relinquishing the title.
Right.
Samoa Joe defended the ROH tag team titles on behalf of another man. Right. And I had somebody with the balls to say, technically a different company. It was on AEW. Come on. What are we doing here?
And it's dumb. It is dumb. I won't say I like it. I see what you can get out of it. And I think there's other ways to get those exact things.
And like, Jericho might be a lot more tolerable to me if he's in the trios division or something like that. And I'm seeing him legitimately teaching Big Bill and Brian Keith things like,
like the trios division could be really solid with the patriarchy, who I really like as the idea of them as the trios, even trios champions, the Bang Bang Gang, House of Black, whenever Buddy Matthews comes back. And they've got they actually are the number one contenders because they won that match, but then Buddy got taken out immediately following it. So they're there. When Samoa Joe and Hook and Shibata are back together, make them an actual trio. And you know what? If you want to put in a team that I'm going to hate watching, sure, do the Learning Tree. They can be a trios team in there as well. They have good,
A couple other examples. There was an interim TNT title because Cody missed like a Dynamite.
Yeah.
And they were within the context of their kayfabe show, they were going to let Adam Cole with a broken ankle that he has not recovered from 9 months later defend MJF's world title.
Yes.
Apple Jam Treebeard says, since House of Black are the current number one contenders to the trios titles, make it a trios match.
Triple threat.
Three-way titles match. Yeah. That seems like a lot of ingredients, but I could see that happening.
Yeah.
Tony says, Sean, after you rest. Go ahead.
Yeah, the conglomeration. Briscoe and OC and Kyle O'Reilly are a really fun team, but it does feel like Orange Cassidy is becoming a darker version of Orange right now.
Tony says, Sean, after you wrestle Effie this week, we need you to finish your story and beat Cody for the rights to What Do You Guys Want to Talk About? The reason we adopted that as a name was because that's what he said after our contract report.
And
It was always a thing where I was like, oh, listen, if he ever does anything with that name, it's his to have. Like,
no
static there.
he should pay you some royalties because he never would have said it if you hadn't reported it.
I think that I have made enough money off of Cody Rhodes to where I don't have the right to say, what, Cody? You owe me a little bit.
Fair enough.
I think we've done well enough off of him.
Fair enough.
Andy says, does Sean think Punk works SummerSlam? Will it be a three-way? I don't see Drew versus Punk right now at SummerSlam. I feel like it'd be a three-way or a ref match.
It's
because it seems like bad blood. You know what I mean?
Yes, they do have bad blood. It's just a really weird way to get there. If that's their plan, to have Drew come back, apologize to these refs. No, okay, your suspension is extended. There's like 2 episodes left before SummerSlam. That's a weird way to do it. You know what I mean?
Hotel prices are insane in Cleveland, Alex. You could have bought a house in Cleveland in 2020.
Man, I hope a lot of people in there are raking in the cash for one night of Airbnbs.
Oh, they are.
You know what I mean?
This is legitimately stimulating their economy.
Like I'll go to my sister-in-law's house in Akron, and you can have my apartment for $700 for one night. Sure.
Tony says it told a great story of MJF eating his words, even though he still won. I'm curious now about what's in store for Max, Will, DG, and Pac, since they all 4 have stories revolving around the international title. It's going to be Max versus Will at All In. I think maybe DG and Max at All Out.
Yes.
Upon his return.
Yeah. I think Pac probably gets a TV title match between now and then.
Yeah. I could see Will versus Ricochet at All Out as well. Mm-hmm. I could see Pac versus Ricochet at All In.
Mm-hmm.
I think that just in my head, those are the things I'm looking at. And I'm like, man, okay. All Out could be a really dope card this year as well.
Yeah.
Here's a great rib, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get to go to All Out anymore. It's the same weekend as my birthday, my wife's birthday, our anniversary weekend. They moved it back a week this year, and I said, awesome. Chicago, direct flight from Lexington?
Yeah.
No, the next morning, next day, about 12 hours. Okay, I'll say this. About 8 hours after Tony finishes his scrum, the Cincinnati Bengals have their home opener. And I got season tickets. I can't go.
Can't miss that.
Not for what I spent on. Crispy Chris says, during the break on fight, we saw the doctor pop Ospreay's shoulder back in. Was that a work? Yes, that was a work. That was a time killer moment.
Yeah.
And listen, if you guys want to be able to watch that type of stuff on fight, boy, do I have some good news for you.
Oftentimes we talk about NordVPN.com/Fightful, and I'm telling you about 1 or 2 different features that they have. How about this? I'm going to tell you about a bunch of them. Threat protection, global server network, safe from disruptions with their kill switch feature. They have reliable encryption. They have the fastest VPN on the planet. A 30-day money-back guarantee. Great deals at all times. Incredible reviews online from some of the best publications in the world. And 24/7 support in case you don't know what you're doing or how to use it. They got you covered. Shield your data from snoops and criminals. Protect yourself on public Wi-Fi. Secure every device you own. Add extra layers of security to your digital life with NordVPN.com/Fightful. If you're abroad, listen to your favorites. I know a lot of wrestling fans have been traveling a lot more with big events. NordVPN.com/Fightful will protect you.
Since I went on the air, I have not checked my phone, and then I see 8 people sending me a video of Effie's that is just titled Fightful News. So, you know how much tickets are going for right now?
No, I don't.
$525 secondary. Sold out, Alex.
Wow. What a draw.
It's going to be a fucking trash fire, Alex. No clue what we're doing tomorrow. And that's a shoot, guys. I got no clue what we're doing tomorrow. Me and Shaza had that stuff down. I set up the whole match.
Called in the wing, in the ring, brother. Come on, old school.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. See, that's the thing. For him, it's just like, it's a bad match. For me, it's all I'll see on social media for 3 months. If I take one wrong step.
Call it in the ring and do it like Cena. Just like over and over again. Drop, God. Joe hold. Drop, Joe hold.
Just yes.
Get in the ropes.
Oh, my God. Jack Perry backstage. He's like,
I like,
oh, you beat up lot, Brandon, man. Cutler, did you? he goes, so did I.
That, like,
Nick, you are under the misapprehension that I give one cylinder solitary shit about Brandon Cutler, which like there are some of the most evil dudes in movies are the guys who like they take one of their henchmen hostage. Yes. And they're like, shoot him. I don't care. Like and that's honestly what this felt like to me. Like, why would you think that I would care that you hurt Brandon Cutler? Like, that's some really, I loved it, man. That was excellent.
Bad Apple Jam Treebeard says, is Effie going to put out the toy spot leading to Marco's stunt? No, I've got some pretty specific reasons why I will not be doing anything like that. Not trying to get people in my family fired from their jobs as a result of something that I do in a wrestling match. Swerve Strickland and Okada. This just ends. This just kind of goes to a skirmish. I think Swerve won by DQ, maybe.
Probably,
This was a means to the end. Like, the match was fine, but it's one that left enough stuff there.
Oh, yeah, you can run this back in a couple of months and make it for realsies this time, and it would be excellent, you know.
But Maddie Nice says, great show tonight. I wonder how much Darby causes AEW's insurance premium to rise. Good luck tomorrow, SRS. Have fun in the best city in Kentucky. Louisville sucks, my friends. It sucks very much. But yeah, there was no finish here. Were you worried, even concerned, or anything about the finish by the time this ended, which was Darby descending from the rafters? You had Hangman come out. Okada and the Bucks kept them like separated.
Yeah. Yeah, Darby coming down from the thing is obviously now the fifth member of Team AEW. Listen, I get it, but that guy's not for me. So we will see what this blood and guts match is. I fully expect the Elite to win again, just like they won Anarchy in the Arena. Caster should be there to take the pinfall, but it'll probably be Darby again because, you know, that's he'll do a coffin drop off of the top of something and, you know, he'll be damaged goods for the rest of the match. It's a thing that they'll do. But listen, the moment from the night, even more than anything in the Ospreay match and Ospreay MJF match that I will remember is Swerve in the ring with his back to the Tron. And Hangman's music starts.
Mm-hmm.
That was an amazing shot. His whole body like tensed up and he turned around and Hangman came down. And it was so smart of them. They were gonna start brawling, but Okada pulls Swerve out and they brawl to the back through the crowd. So we never even get to see Hangman and Swerve even come within 10 feet of each other. Like, that's what I'm watching Blood and Guts for. Is anything happening between Hangman and Swerve? Because Hangman doesn't have the title match at Wembley, but for sure he and Swerve are not done. And there's going to be so much more of that story to tell from now on. That was so cool.
It's going to be their Shawn Michaels versus Triple H. It's going to be like, I remember, I think it was the last Raw of 03 or something. And they're just like, hey, we're doing Shawn Michaels versus Triple H. They've had a feud going on and off for years, and they killed it. And that's the type of thing you'll be able to do with these two. Yeah. Hey, what's that over there? Says Jack versus Darby versus Ricky versus Sammy at All In for the TNT title. Thoughts? I honestly think that's a really, really great idea. I wish they would do that.
Yeah, me too. But I don't. I feel like they're not going to do that, though.
Meet Norma says, Darby asks, what's the least safe way to let me come to the ring? I was hoping Mox, but I guess he's busy. Yeah, I think Mox fits this team a lot better than the Acclaimed, all due respect to them.
Certainly and the better Darby thing.
Yeah, and I like Bad Apple Jam's Treebeard's thing. It says, need an injury angle and Rampage to take out Caster. And Double J steps up to fill in. Honestly, legitimately think,
yeah,
for this story, him and Moxley would have been great.
Sure. Like, well, what I would like to see, because it feels like, you know, okay, well, I'll do it because, you know, I love this place and I love what it means. If Mox joins, Danielson comes with him and Danielson and Swerve on the same team a month before they fight each other at Wembley is a lot of is interesting to me in that way, because I think both of them respect each other enough to not do anything, but it's a cool little piece of psychological business leading into that. But no.
Yeah, and I mean, if they would have inserted Jeff Jarrett into that in, you know, close to Nashville, I'd have been like, yeah. Now, Darby, a lot of people were saying, what was the reason for Darby doing that? Well, obviously, he's paying homage to Sting. And I had reported, put it out on my Twitter, they did get the blessing from Martha Hart. That was something I reached out about immediately and got an immediate, yep, also did for this one.
Yeah.
So that's good news. That's good to hear. Again, it didn't add that much for me, but sure, whatever. Mm-hmm. Guys, a reminder, leave a thumbs up on this video. Leave a comment below. I'll come and chat with you guys. Again, please support the Dementia Society of America. It means an awful lot to me. A loss I had this spring was very important to me, and it was due to dementia. And I cannot begin to tell you how much aid for like in-home care helps for stuff like that. So please donate to the Dementia Society of America. Likely any matches I do for a while will likely benefit them and other dementia charities. But yeah. Alex, what do you got going on?
Will, over on Fightful Select, we do the Sour Grapes show post SmackDown while watching Rampage, doing a little commentary while reviewing SmackDown. Those are fun. We got a few. Listen, I went ahead with because my wife asked and says, she's when are you free on weekends for these pay-per-views? And I went and mapped it out. Man, there's a lot of pay-per-views for the rest of 2024. Yeah. So every time there's one of those, AEW, NXT, or WWE proper, we always have a Sour Grapes post show for those. Those are a lot of fun too. And then Mondays, of course, with Kate Fabe doing the Raw review, and Tuesdays with whatever NXT gives us. It's feast or famine over there, but they are a lot of fun, those shows we do.
C. Delgado says, $500. I paid 45 front row on sale day one. Well, guess who wasn't announced day one, buddy?
I mean, yes. I mean, that's true. But also, C. Delgado, you gotta get on StubHub, man. See what you can get for those. See what you can get for those.
Apple Jam says Sean should do an interview with the new indie social sensation, Ben Bishop. I love Bishop. I think he's great. He's very, very smart about what he's doing. He's a good dude too. William Tucker says, well, the AEW get 50,000 in Wembley. Need to swipe out the Acclaimed with Moxley and Brian or Claudio. I think they probably will get to 50,000. I think they probably will.
I think so.
And James Zimmerman says that he sent a super chat. I will look, by God. I will check it out and see if you missed it. Yeah, he says, I love the Acclaim being in this match. They're homegrown talent. And fighting for the soul of that place that made them stars. I think this match is going to be a banger. Well, I think the match will be a banger as well. I definitely think that would... I think that's going to be a great match for sure. As far as the Acclaim, like, listen, they're over live. The audience.
Yeah. Loves. Yeah, they are.
Couple more that got missed. says best part. Bossman did it all in 4 months. And 2LT Cole Photo says what Mariah chants or the what chants for Mariah's ground my gears, man. Me too. Yeah, I did not terrible. Like that whatsoever. Guys, thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.